Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Something we certainly take for granted here in Ireland is the religious freedom that we enjoy. Now, Church in Chains is an organisation that we regularly interview and chat to because they monitor religious freedom around the world. And David Turner of Church in Chains joins me in studio. And they had their annual conference on Saturday, and the focus was looking at religious freedom in India. And with me also in studio, I have the keynote speaker from that conference who's going to chat to us this morning. Shiwi Thomas, who's involved with Persecution Relief India, joins us in studio as well as David. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Well, Shiwi, tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all.
I'm born and brought up in a city called Bhopal. That's the capital of Madhya Pradesh, the second largest state of India. And it's the center part of India. Madhya means it's the center part. And I've been born and raised up there, basically a businessman by profession. But the Lord called me for this ministry. And now I head the Persecution Relief as founder Persecution Relief, and for the last 3 years we had been helping the persecuted church across India.
So tell us a little bit about Persecuted Relief and the work that you do.
Persecution Relief is an interdenominational initiative to provide comprehensive support to the persecuted church in India. We provide prayerful support, we provide financial support, we provide political support, and we provide judicial support.
Talk to me a little bit about, and especially for so many people who've never been to India or don't know a lot about India, I've been blessed enough to have visited India twice, and to the north and south. What struck me going to, for example, the south of India, it was very, very different, where it seemed side by side, Christians and other religions seemed to, you know, walk in life well together. But that can be a very different experience depending on what part of India you're in.
India is one of the largest democracy in the world, and a beautiful secular fabric it has, because India has 29 states and the people live in the states have different cultures, different languages and different way of lifestyles. And as far as religion is concerned, India is basically a Hindu country with more than 85% Hindus, but India has a lot of minorities like Muslims, Christians, Jains, Sikhs. So there are various other religious, minority religious groups. And India, over the 70 years of Indian independence, everybody was going on well. But what do I say, from 2014, after the formation of the new government, which is ruling right now, some religious fanatic groups have taken the advantage of the ruling party. And under the umbrella, they are trying to harass and trying to trouble the minorities, especially because they want that, they say that it's a Hindu nation, so we will not allow any other religion to be in India. So that is an area of concern as far as today's scenario is concerned.
So how does that then manifest itself in terms of persecution then?
Like these people, a lot of villagers, a lot of other faith people come into Christianity after maybe a miracle happened in their life, or somebody was healed, or they had a visitation from the Lord himself, or some sort of divine visitation, and they got saved and they started following Jesus Christ as their personal savior. And that is the source, basically, of that all these Hindu people are converting to Christianity or other religions, and that's an area of major concern. And they say that it is a foreign religion, Christianity, and they think Jesus is from the Western part of the world, and Jesus had no connection with the Western part of the world. So that is the basic cause. Like more of other religious people, like Hindus, they're coming to the Lord and accepting Christ after maybe somebody was sick for 10 years from a cancer, and the Lord healed them. So they started having faith in Jesus, and the Constitution of India allows you for choosing the freedom of your choice or the religion of your choice, and nobody can stop you from doing that. But the basic right, constitutional rights, has been hindered, and that is a point of concern as far as today is concerned.
In terms of your experience through your work, what sort of stories or cases or people are coming to Persecution Relief India? What sort of things are they experiencing?
All types of, right from the people being martyred and killed for their faith. In 2017, more than 8 men and women of God were martyred or killed for their religious beliefs. And it has never happened in the past to this level. Like 2017 itself, more than 8 people were martyred. And apart from that, house gathering of people coming together, praying together, or worshipping together, and burning of the churches, demolishing the churches, beating up the pastors, molesting these female members of the church, even beating up children. So all these things are there on a regular basis now. And it's not stick to a particular area or a state, but it's being spread across India. And that's the real reason of concern. Because if it was to a certain pocket or certain states, it is understandable. But this has become a national scenario as for us, and it's spreading like a wildfire. So assembling Christians together, there is a lot of fear in them.
How do you feel about it, Shibu? I mean, sadly, oftentimes in these situations, you have a kind of extreme minority carrying out these acts, but the effect can be that overall you're pitting groups of people against each other, Hindus against Christians, mm-hmm. or whatever. What's your feeling on just your reaction towards the persecution and how we should really think about it and handle it?
As far as handling is concerned, as the Christian population is just officially, it's around 2.5 to 2.8%. We don't know the unofficial figures, but officially these are the figures. And as a mass, you cannot do anything. You have to trust in the Lord for everything, because Jesus has specifically said that if you follow me, you will be persecuted. So it's nothing new that the church is facing, or it was not known, or it will never happen. It was never said. Jesus prepared the church always to face persecution, and Paul always was focusing and talking about being strong when the persecution happens. So we are not trusting on some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in our Lord. So the first faith we have, that the Lord will take care of us, number one. But number two, as we are the citizens of India, the government of India has a responsibility towards us, and it's their responsibility and it's their duty to take care of every minorities in the city, whether he's a Christian, Hindu, Muslim, Hindu, any other religion maybe. But they have to ensure that freedom of religion. And that is not happening as far as the government of central government is concerned, because most of the top leadership are mum on the whole issue. They're not speaking it out. If they speak it out and they say, we should stop this immediately, and every minority has the right to stay. Like our Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji said that holy book is the Constitution of India. So he said that when he took charge as the Prime Minister of India. But our only request is that if he can say loud and clear that, hey, this is not allowed in India, and this India has always carried on with a secular fabric, and it should not be destroyed at any means, and strict actions will be taken. But it's not happening in that way. And that's the area of concern, and we're trying to raise these issues. Because if the Sunday worship, that's the clue that God has said that 6 days you can do whatever you want to do, but seventh day is for me, and it's for the worship day. And if a Christian cannot come and worship together with few families, that's something which destroys them physically, mentally, and always, and that's dangerous.
Shibu, you were speaking at the weekend at a conference in Dublin. Why do you think it's important for people in Ireland to hear of your experience in India?
Whether it's Ireland or any other nation, for example, we are all redeemed by the blood of Jesus. So even though India has a different language and the color of the skin may be different and Irish people different, but as a body of Christ, we are one in Christ because our Father is one and we are redeemed by the same blood. And if one part of the body suffers, the whole body pains. So that concept has to be developed across the country, across the world. It's not in Ireland only, it's across the world. That thought process has to be injected into every believer's mind, that it's not Irish or it's not Indian or it's not an American, but it's the end of the day, it's the kingdom of God and the king that matters. And Jesus is the King of Kings and the kingdom of God, and we are all kingdom people, and we are all going to go to the same place. We are redeemed by the same blood. We call upon the same name, and we are all led by the same spirit. So there's one God, one Christ, and one spirit, one church, and one congregation. Mm. So whether it's anywhere, it's the same.
Yes, Wendy, I could certainly testify and to the fact that it was a great time at the conference to see mainly Irish people, but we had people of other nationalities there just joining together as Shibu spoke and as it were, we responded in prayer to what he had to share with us, and just great to see the unity of Christian people as they focus on our brothers and sisters in the persecuted church. And that's one of the reasons we love having somebody from the persecuted church come and share with us, because as Shibu has said, it doesn't matter about the colour of the skin or the accent or the culture, we are one in Christ. And it was just great to have Shibu with us. It was great for me to be able to meet him. And there are two things that Shibu hasn't commented on, and maybe I'd like to take your job for a minute and just ask Shibu, can you tell us how people, when they are persecuted, how do you get to hear about it? You have a toll-free number?
We have a toll-free number, and the toll-free number is 1-800-1234-461. So 24/7, the line is on. And if anybody faces any sort of persecution in India, they can call us and we will attend you and help you in whatever way possible. And through Spirit Radio, I would like to thank all the Irish people who are listening to this interview. And I thank God for the heart you have for India and for the persecuted church in India. And I'm thrilled in the spirit, and especially thank Brother David to take that initiative, and through Church in Chains I could link to this Irish world, and I'm so happy in the Lord.
Well, it's been a joy to chat to you. Thank you so much, Shibu, for joining us in studio today. I've been chatting to Shibu Thomas of Persecution Relief India and David Turner, the director of Church in Chains. It's been great to talk to you this morning, and as you both have mentioned, and I have certainly felt it, thank God, very strongly in India, as in many other countries, that the universality of our Christian faith is so important, no matter where in the world you are. And I think
nobody can stop us. We will go on like this as an army.
Indeed. Thanks for joining us on Spirit Radio this morning.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.